Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a friend who is just dumb. Her involvement with men ranges from the dangerous drug dealers to vindictive liars. Her latest escapade has me shaking my head. She was dating a man that told her that he was in the witness protection program and would be moving on soon. He was in the program because his father was an FBI agent who was ousted by Venezuelans while working undercover. A few weeks ago, he was killed. Him, his father, and an FBI agent. She received a text message saying he died, and that was it. One day, she ran into his identical twin. They look exactly alike and work the same job. I'm no math major, but the chances of identical twins working in the same field on the same bus route in the same city does seem unlikely, especially when you dated for so long and had no idea your boyfriend was a twin. Now she is dating the twin. She says they have good chemistry and the sex is awesome. I am at a loss as to what goes on in her mind. A few days ago, she and I ran into him on the job, and it turns out I know the guy. He's no twin. He's no son of an FBI agent. He's a liar. I showed her a picture of him on Facebook living up in Florida with his girlfriend and four children. She started calling me names and said some really hurtful things. I told her not to call me anymore. His girlfriend, who I happen to know, is asking me what he did. She told me she's pregnant and she was planning on leaving him anyway. I told her to leave or stay. It's not my place. I don't feel comfortable telling her what's going on, but she ended up taking the kids and leaving him anyway. Now my ex-friend is verbally attacking me. I am trying to take the moral high road, but it's so hard. Steve, what should I do?
Wow.
This is crazy. First of all, you have to stay away from her. You absolutely do. She's a loose cannon. You probably will not be able to take the high ground if you stay around her, because the way she's verbally attacking you and saying hurtful things to you, you're not going to be able to hold up very long with that. You're right. Your friend is an idiot. She is dumb. Or she thinks you're one because she tells you anything. I mean, this is the craziest story ever about her man and the Venezuelan and the FBI and the death and the twin.
Creative, though.
I mean, who she's dating now? Come on. Who does this? Who is really this stupid or thinks you're this stupid? I know you were just trying to be her friend when you showed her the Facebook picture and all of that, but you cannot do stuff like that to stupid people, obviously, because now she's turned on you. Leave her alone. That's all you can do at this point, because I think you're too much into the business anyway and you need to step back. Steve?
Let me just start at the bottom of this letter. Steve, what should I do? Stop writing me and Shirley about stuff like this. I have never not cared about a strawberry letter more than I don't care about this one right here. This is the dumbest. I don't really. First of all, who? Mm-hmm. Who? Let's, you know, I hate to put race in this, but listen to me. If a black person wrote this letter to me,
what?
Let's just have a real conversation. Uh-huh. First of all, I know all four of the black FBI agents. I met them at the FBI
it's
bureau
more than four,
when
man.
I was there. I counted four.
At that time.
I don't know any black people directly connected to the Venezuela drug cartel.
It's been ousted by Venezuela.
Your last name is Jackson Johnson. You can't even spell their last name. Ain't nobody looking for you. Ain't nobody got killed. His father and the FBI agent. Okay. Everybody in the story is now dead. Somebody text her and said, he died.
A dead person.
Why would they text you?
Yeah.
What murderer, hitman, you know, texts the victim's girlfriend, let them know he won't be making the movie tonight at 8 because we done killed him. This is the most ridiculous damn letter. Then this stupid heifer says she gets on the bus one day and meets his twin.
Same route.
That's who crazy. Looks exactly like him. She started dating the dude that been dead with the twin brother. Twin brother ain't never mentioned.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.